Hey everyone, Sean here. I wanted to make this little addendum to episode 77 since I realize this is my only real way to communicate with all listeners at once. In episode 77, when I mentioned that I wanted to hear your thoughts on the possibility of exclusive content for the podcast, I got an overwhelming response. About 99% of it was negative, and about 80% of that was harshly negative, some of it to the point of name-calling. So, I wanted to just set the record straight and explain my thoughts on everything. And just let everyone know right now, most importantly, right off the bat, that I will not be offering the extra content for pay. First off, it was not very wise of me to lay something like this out there without actually giving all of the details and being so elusive about it like I was. So, I made this little addendum to give the details. My current job situation is pretty unstable at the moment, so for this reason, I was looking at all my options. Podcasting is something that I love doing, and Guildcast is something that has just grown larger than I could have ever really begun to imagine. I had talked with other podcasters who make their living podcasting, and they were all very supportive of the idea, and they said, you know, I should just go for it. Well, of course, that's easy for them to say. So I was never, ever looking to make any extra money from anyone or get paid for something that I've already been doing for free. That's not the case at all. My hope was to actually work at podcasting full time, devoting the time that I now spend at my job, which is about 60 hours a week, instead doing something that I love most, which is podcasting. This would have included more in-depth shows, more frequently, not only on the pay episodes, but also the free ones as well. But I've been made aware of many major flaws in this plan. First off, this is a podcast for a game with no subscription fees. So why would players of a game with no subscription fees want to pay a subscription for something? Point taken. Secondly, I certainly don't want to divide the payers from the non-payers, which is exactly what this move would have done. And third, after I recorded and uploaded the show, I realized something very important. Last night I was being shown a nice farming spot by someone who I consider a friend in-game. I would never, ever want to get to the point where these friends feel that they can't confide in something like this to me because they think that I'd run off and add it to the exclusive club and make money off of something that they showed me how to do. It's just not even an option in my book, because I would be cheating them out of their information and backstabbing them, and I feel that would be really dishonest, and I would never even think of doing that, first of all, but I don't want people to think that that's something that I would do. So, I recant the suggestion for the pay content. I won't mention it again, and I certainly won't push anything like that on anyone in a community that I feel has been extremely kind to me. Now, as for my other podcasts, these were mainly if I could make podcasting a full-time gig. So I probably won't be doing all of those as frequently as I mentioned, although the OMGRL podcast will still be done on a semi-regular basis, because that's the thing that I've been thinking about doing for a long time. So I hope you all understand, and just realize that I'm very thankful that I'm part of a community that feels that they can be so honest with me, sometimes brutally honest, and you can all let me know when something will or won't work on a grand scale. So I really appreciate that. So thanks, everyone.